I'm with Ingrid Rollmer, the Theatre of Wrong Decisions. And Ingrid, I believe you've made an installation for the Shakespeare Festival next weekend.
Yeah, the Theatre of Wrong Decisions is a collective, so because you cannot do that on your own. The installation we are making now, I make with Erik de Vries. He's a Dutch photographer from The Hague. And the movies we show 23 movies that we have made in the last few years, and all those movies, they react on the actual situation, politics situations, and they are always there in connection with the quote of Shakespeare, because we think from the perspective of the arts, and when we look to our environment, the world we live in, then we think this is maybe not so much new. So we like to put it in another context. And Shakespeare wrote it 100 years ago. And he had his inspiration often from the Greek and the Romans. So we think, well, we are talking now about the context of 2,000 years at least.
So what the installation consists of these videos?
You will see those videos, those 23 videos.
Sorry, where is this exactly?
Ah, that is in the Royal Theatre, and then it is on the what we called Paradise. So that is on the top floor, on the attic of the top floor.
Okay, so it's right. It's where anybody goes to see Cry Havoc. It'll be
there. Yeah, when somebody wants to see it, take the main entrance, take the elevator, go to the top floor, go out, and immediately you stand in front of the installation.
And will this be open during the day as well, or just before the show?
It's also, I think, during the day. Okay. Yeah, and you also see that the photographer, the photos Erik has made, we put against the windows, so it looks like you see a kind of movie, and you ask by yourself, does it move or not? So we try to do something very site specific.
And what's the history of the Theatre of Wrong Decisions?
The history of the Theatre of Wrong Decisions. The Theatre of Wrong Decisions began with the outbreak of the war in Syria. I was standing in my studio and I thought, oh, how is it possible that we, in these days, with so much knowledge everywhere, that we have to witness the outbreak of an utter cruel war? And I thought, the whole world is a landscape of mistakes. And I thought, the whole politics, for me, it is a theatre of wrong decisions. And that's how it started.
Which is, I suppose that's where the Shakespeare thing came in.
And then I thought, I need context. And I need context in the realm of the arts. I cannot find it in politics. There's too much politics, but I can find it in art. And then I want to make the connection with Shakespeare. And because I want to think, I want to do clear thinking. I want to rethink what is going on. So then I start to make a lot of statues from clay. And then with those statues of clay, we make a big installation. And in the end, we destroyed all the statues.
This was like a chessboard, more or less.
That was the chessboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And during that performance, people came to me. You know, they want to pull me away. They want to prevent me from destroying it. And I thought, well, this is what a bombardment is. So it feels when something nice and beautiful is destroyed.
Exactly. I mean, I saw that video. It starts off with a tank driving through the streets of Aleppo or something like that.
Aleppo,
I suppose.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to this installation of this chessboard, which is sort of human size. I mean, it's about a meter high or
yeah, yeah,
or
more than a meter.
And this was set fire to or destroyed or something.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is destroyed and people try to prevent me and try to take the statues out and something like that. And we waited because we put the king of the chess play, we put the king on a brick of ice and the ice was melting. So the king fell down. Buff. And then the whole thing started. But we also, with a lot of people we were around, it was in a quartier, an art place. A lot of people were around, our Minister of Culture of The Hague, there were Tom van der Lankruis from Writers Unlimited, people from newspapers, and we all, from all kind of organizations who were involved in peacekeeping, in analyzing, and we're trying to get a debate, you know, within the limits of
With this work in particular, which comes first, the art or the politics? Or are they the same? Did you start with saying, I want to do an artwork, what shall I do it about? I'll do it about Syria.
No.
You got so involved with Syria, then
no.
You decided to make the artwork.
I thought all the time, when something comes to me, what hits me on a very heavy way, then I think I have to react, and I react as an artist. Now, but first there is that reality, that thing, because it is it's kind of that you want to live with your consciousness.
Okay, thank you for that. That was Ingrid Rollemer of the Theatre of Wrong Decisions. You can see her installation at the National Theatre, the Paradise Studio Theatre there, at the same time as Cry Havoc by Step, the English Theatre. That's on the 19th, 20th and 21st.